there's a new proposal to give healthy eating discounts to people who use food stamps. A bill co-sponsored by Republicans and Democrats in the state legislature would create a pilot program that would give up to half off on fresh produce. The effort has gotten backing from health and advocacy groups who have said it makes healthier eating more accessible. State Representative Mike Rohrkast is a co-sponsor of that bill. He's a Republican from Neenah and represents Wisconsin's 55th District. Representative Rohrkast, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
How would your healthy savings bill encourage food stamp recipients, you think, to change the way they eat?
Well, what it does is it offers discounts for fresh fruits and vegetables. So an argument about why sometimes people won't buy fruits and vegetables when they have food stamps is that they can be more expensive than buying other processed foods. So what this does, though, is this provides a discount of, for example, they might get half off of certain fruits and vegetables that are being promoted for this particular program.
And if the bill passed, it sounds like a 10-month pilot program would go into effect that would give these discounts for foods. Tell me a little bit more about the structure. How would it come together?
Well, Department of Health Services would find a particular vendor, and there are companies that can do this. There's one company brought it to our attention. And basically how it works is they would provide what's called a healthy savings card. And when the individual who had food stamps, if they're participating in the pilot, and this would be voluntary for food stamp participants or recipients to participate, then they would take this card and they could use it at checkout. And it would provide them actually two things, but again, it depends on the vendor. But for example, it could tie into actually manufacturers' coupons on what's considered healthier food choices. But then also, this is where the added part of the bill comes in. It would give discounts of, let's say, 50% on certain fruits and vegetables, which would then extend their food share dollars so they could actually purchase more with this discount. And that's where the state is actually then would be refunding the participating retailer. A number of stores are interested. Woodman's is interested. Quick Trip. Festival, so the vendor would have to work with the chains to be participate in this program.
How do you decide what a healthy food is? Some of it seems obvious, a carrot or an apple,
sure.
A bag of spinach. But if you're talking about, you know, lean protein, some people might consider steak and broccoli healthy or a lobster tail. So how do you figure that part out?
Sure. Well, this is, where the discounts is specifically on fresh fruits and vegetables. So it would not, the other part of the card, is depending, again, on the vendor that DHS would choose, could actually provide coupons on healthier choice. Could be leaner meats, could be like frozen certain leaner meats, chicken, et cetera, that could be considered healthy. You do bring up a good point, though. That is the hardest thing to kind of determine what is healthy, what isn't healthy. Again, though, the most important part of this bill is encouraging and incentivizing actually for people to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables. That's really where that's the focus of what we want the pilot to determine if that's really going to change people's buying habits. We believe that it will, but obviously we need to prove that out.
One sticking point for anybody eating healthfully is that there has been some data out there showing that it costs more to buy the
Correct.
Fresh stuff. Do you think this will do enough to move that healthy stuff you want people to be choosing more of into a more affordable zone?
Well, again, it does give them a discount, and that's, again, why we're doing the pilot. We believe that hopefully it will. I think that if they can incorporate more fresh fruits, vegetables into their meal program or their meals that they have at home, then they can start to learn how to utilize those fresh fruits and vegetables to maybe extend their food budget even further down the road as well. So again, this is a pilot program. It's trying to encourage and actually incentivize. And again, it stretches their dollars. So hopefully it will help to address that issue of where these can cost more money. They also have a shorter shelf life than canned fruits and vegetables as well.
Now, what would you say to critics who might feel that the government is playing too much of a hand in the decision that people on welfare make, like the kind of food that they buy in this case?
Well, I guess I would look at this from a couple of different perspectives. When you look at the cost of health care, the root cause of a lot of health care cost is unhealthy eating habits of everybody, whether they're on food stamps or not. Companies that have their own health care benefits and plans, they do these kinds of incentives for their employees right now, where they do provide connections, sometimes discounts or incentives for those employees to participate in healthy behaviors because they know that it will lead to lower health care costs in the long run. Why shouldn't we be doing the same with state benefit programs that are being given to individuals, particularly when we're not forcing them to do this? We're only incentivizing, and actually by doing it, they're, again, like I've mentioned, they're able to stretch these dollars or these the food share benefits even further.
We're talking to State Representative Mike Rohrkast right now. He's a Republican from Neenah and represents Wisconsin's 55th District, talking about a new bill that he sponsored, the Healthy Savings Bill, that would give food stamps recipients discounts on healthy food. There are a number of organizations that are in support of this bill. What have they said about why they like it?
Well, it's, again, it's getting back to promoting a healthier food choices. When you look at some of the highest cost and maybe the most prevalent health issues that we have, whether it's heart disease or diabetes, that is often caused by not eating in the best way possible. So again, this is, I think, the American Heart Association, they've come out in support of this bill because in their view, and studies have shown, that eating more fresh fruits, vegetables, versus other foods that can cause heart issues, they think that this is a good thing.
Have you talked at all to people who would be receiving the benefit? Is this something that they're looking for?
Well, and that's something that would be part of the pilot program, that we would have to identify people that would be willing and interested in doing this. And I think that's actually, many people, I think, have said that they would like to purchase more fruits and vegetables, but as you mentioned before, they can be more expensive. So now, if we're giving them a discount, hopefully that this will give them that incentive to do it. And we are going to try to provide this pilot opportunity to people that are very interested. Some people are going to be more interested in their own health than others, and I mean that applies to everybody. I mean, a comment just for people on food share benefits. Everybody, some people will pay more attention, but we are going to want to try to help those individuals that are interested in improving their eating habits.
Now, food stamp benefits have been controversial in the past, especially after an initiative in Wisconsin that would allow for drug testing of some recipients. What is your vision or your hope for programs that provide public assistance?
Well, I guess when you look at drug testing, to me, the key thing, if somebody is on state benefits and they are, the goal of whenever you're on state benefits, whether it's food share benefits, unemployment benefits, is to hopefully get that person gainfully employed. And where drug testing becomes important is when if they are actually looking for work, then many employers drug test. So part of being what's called ready and able to work is the ability to pass a drug test. So I do think that drug testing, particularly for unemployment benefits and people that have unemployment, they could be receiving food share benefits as well. But if they're out looking for work, then I do think it's appropriate to test because they may be limited in terms of employment opportunities. And also, when we've talked about doing this, the important thing is we have to provide help for individuals if they do have an issue with any kind of illegal substances so that we help get them to where they will pass a drug test, because that's the point. We want to get people back to work and be able to get off of state benefits at some point in time by either getting to work or getting better employment.
Do you see a future where there would be more than job support, but other structural changes to help support people when they have that job?
I think there is actually some other structural changes that we need to be making. Right now, like with, let's say, with Medicaid, which for Badger Care, the way that sometimes the federal rules work is that once a person hits a certain level of income, then they completely lose that benefit. We would like to see that phased out. So in other words, we want to provide an encouragement for people to make more, but not necessarily take all of their state benefits away. In other words, ease those benefits down as they start to make more money, and then hopefully they'll be able to not need that state benefit. So there's some inherent problems. Some of it's federally driven. I would love to continue to work on that, as I know a number of people both on both sides of the aisle would like to try to do, because, again, the point is trying to encourage people, I think, with incentives, reasons to look for either employment, better employment, ways to stretch their dollars better.
Representative Roarkast, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
State Representative Mike Roarkast is a Republican from Neenah. He represents Wisconsin's 55th District. He joined us to talk about a bill he's co-sponsoring that would discount healthy foods for people who use food stamps in Wisconsin.